Erev Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Re'eh, Erev Rosh Chodesh Elul. Just a little bit down to the wire over here. Giving a schmooze to the recorder during the summer is certainly a challenge, but I didn't have time necessarily to look at something to say, so I'm going to say something that I've said in the past, but I feel like every time I say it, it inspires me and it's mechazik me. And here it goes. We know that during the Aseres Mitzvah is an inyan to eat Pas Yisrael, even if you eat Pas Akum the rest of the year. We know there's an inyan specifically during Elul to be extra careful on how we act. It's a time of Ani L'Doldi V'Doldi Li, I am to my beloved, my beloved is to me. It's a time of Es Levavchem V'Es Levav Zarecha, to try to work on ourselves. We have 40 days before Yom Kippur, 30 days before Shoshana, the Yimei Adin. But the obvious question is that even if we're great during Elul and we act on a higher level in terms of our Avodas Hashem, our learning, our davening, even if we act on a better level, but in the end of the day, we know we can't sustain the level of Zahirus, the level of diligence and Avodas Hashem that we may achieve during Elul and certainly during the Yom Neroim. So therefore, the question is, what is the point? Why? It's not who we are. The other 11 months, so minus Aseres Mitzvah, 11 months minus 10 days, but so we're regular Joes, is irregular. What's the point in trying to exert ourselves or overexert ourselves or push ourselves to the max during these times of Elul and the Aseres Mitzvah? And I heard a beautiful mashal many years ago, and anybody who's heard my shmooze and heard me speak before has certainly heard this, but I'll say it again anyway. There was once a ship that was docking at the port, and the captain of the ship told the sailor to lower the anchor, and the sailor turned to the captain of the ship and he said, "Captain, don't you know the weather report? The weather report is there are going to be severe storms tonight. Severe storms. And there's absolutely no way that this anchor is going to hold us through the storm. The storm is certainly going to lift the anchor up and move the boat, even though the anchor is grounded at the bottom of the sea." And the captain turned to the sailor and said, "You fool. If you don't put any anchor at all..." You're right. Let me backtrack. You're absolutely right. There is going to be a storm, and we will drift away from the dock and out to sea. There's no question about it. But if we anchor ourselves, so I believe that even though we will move away from the dock and we will move away from the shore and we will drift a little bit, we'll still be in striking distance. We'll still be close enough that we'll be able to find our way back to the shore, find a way back to the dock. But if we do not anchor ourselves at all, if we don't try to entrench our boat at all into the bottom of the sea, then when the storm comes, forget about it. We're going to be so lost at sea, we're going to drift so far away, we're not going to be able to make our way back. That's the mashal. The nimshal is very obvious. For the next 40 days, Elul and Aseres Mitzvah, we have to work on ourselves and our Avodas Hashem, whether it's our davening, it's our learning, it's our midos, it's our b'ron l'chaver, b'ron l'makom, everything, we have to. And you know, that's our anchor. We have to work on ourselves, and we know that the other 11 months minus 10 days, whatever it is, the rest of the year, we're going to have challenges. The storm is going to come, and we certainly will drift. It's almost impossible to sustain the level of Elul and Aseres Mitzvah throughout the entire year. No question about it. But if we anchor ourselves, if we focus on the next 40 days, we said for the next 40 days, I'm going to do, and I suggest picking smart Kabbalahs, which means small, measurable, achievable, realistic, and time-related. Whether it's one time Asher Yotzer b'kavana, or whether it's to stand still while you're saying Asher Yotzer, or the benching from a bencher, or learning an extra 5 minutes, or coming to davening a few minutes early. If you try to push yourself a little bit, and you anchor yourself the next 40 days, then even if the storm of the rest of the year comes and it hits you, and it will hit you, there will be challenges, and no question about it. But if you anchor yourself now, then you'll be able to find your way back, no matter how challenging the storms are that come your way. But if you don't anchor yourself during these 40 days, then you're lost in the sauce, as they say. You're gonna drift so far away. It's gonna be too hard and too challenging to find your way back. So therefore, even though you're right, it's very hard to sit, and I think this is a big chizuk to us, because we say to ourselves, to try to work harder, I can't sustain this. Nobody's asking you to sustain anything. So for the next 40 days, try to find certain things in your life, certain things that you find challenging, to work a little bit harder at them. And in Be'ezus Hashem, if you anchor yourself in those things for the next 40 days, so even if you have challenges throughout the year, you'll be close enough that you'll be able to make your way back, within the year or certainly after the year. So that is the chizuk, and that is the reason why Elul and Sefer Teshuva, don't focus on the full year. Do not focus on, I won't be able, it's just unsustainable. Do not be discouraged that it's unsustainable. That's not the point. The point is the next 40 days, try your best and as much as you can to work as hard as you can, and to Be'ez Hashem Bizocha to a tremendous Yom Hadin and subsequently an amazing year. I want to add one more thing that I've said also in the past, and L'dor Hashem Ori V'Yishi, which I think most congregations will start saying it Motzei Shabbos, so maybe Sunday night Motzei Shabbos, I believe it says, if a war comes upon you, in that I find my guarantee or confidence. What does it mean? If a war comes to me, in that I feel secure? Doesn't make any sense. So I once heard a beautiful pshat. The pshat is that if a milchoma happens to you, if there's a war that comes your way, if something's challenging, that means it's real. That means there's something valuable there. And the mashal that explains that is as follows. A person who goes into the forest carrying a bag of thorns, a bag of twigs, so he's not nervous, right? Nobody's going to start up with him, and nobody will start up with him. It's also in his mind, so he doesn't feel like there's a war. But if a person goes in with diamonds to the forest, so he's always thinking, oh, there's a war, people are going to try to catch him, people are going to find out about him. If somebody's coming after you, if there's a war, that means you have something valuable. If you're in the middle of Shemona Esrei and you get distracted, that's the milchama. And b'zos ani b'teach, you know that it's real, you know that it's valuable, because otherwise Hashem and the Yetzer Hara wouldn't bother you. If you weren't davening, if your davening was meaningless, so Yetzer Hara wouldn't challenge your davening. If your learning came so easy, right? If your learning came so easy, that means the Yetzer Hara says, okay, it's not valuable, but the mere fact that it's hard to sit down and learn, it's hard sometimes to learn for extended times, it's hard to be nice to people, and it's hard to have good meals, and it's hard to daven becoming the whole time, that is the greatest proof that it's valuable. So therefore, when you say the words in L'dovr Hashem Orev Yishi, Im takum alai milchama, if you have a war, if the Yitzhar starts up with you, then you know you're guaranteed that what you're doing is valuable. So please, take these two messages of Elul. Number one, that even though you may not be able to sustain it the whole year, for the next 40 days, work your tail off to make sure you anchor yourself for this upcoming year that could have stormy times in it. And number two, if the Yitzhar, if you find things challenging, that is the greatest proof that it's valuable. And with these two Yisrodas, let us go together to this year of Motzoi Shemitah Be'ezus Hashem. It's a year that's mesugal for the gula to coming. So Be'ezus Hashem, and that's another incentive. Can you imagine? This could be the year of gula. Motzoi Shemitah, where the Gemara and Gula tells us that the gula is going to come. We could be the Maka Upatej. We could be the ones that bring it home. So this dafka, specifically this year, it's an added element of chizuk that we should go into this Elul telling ourselves that we are going to try harder, and we're not focusing on the whole year, we're focusing on every week, every day of Elul, and Be'ezus Hashem, we should all reach our shlemus as best as we can, and Be'ezus Hashem, see the gula shlema m'hera of Yemenu, have a good Shabbos.